Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, on the line with us, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
My brain was not working. So we are doing sea shanties today. And I'm like, yeah, because we had this trend in this a few years ago. And for some reason, whatever I looked up told me 2014. It was not 2014. It was 2021.
Wow.
Like, it was yesterday, but it feels like 10 years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, indeed.
Considering the sea shanty era.
Yeah.
The sea shanty era felt like, it feels gone, you know? So it was only 3 years ago, but it was a different world, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So weird. So these are very old, traditional, what you call traditional / folk songs. They were actually work songs. So they've got rhythm and call and response for literally like hauling up sails and ropes and anchors. And then the weird story is end of 2020, some dude posts himself singing one.
Yeah.
And even weirder story. So it was the Wellerman song, which is actually a New Zealand whaling song.
Right.
But whaling
from how long
in New
ago?
Zealand. Well, I can't remember how long that one, but so it's a New Zealand whaling. Like, it's like, boy, we're in New Zealand, we don't talk about our whaling past that much.
No.
But, so the dude posts himself singing it, and then it does that TikTok thing where somebody else adds themselves in another box and then adds themselves in another box, and you get these multiple layers of full orchestration. And it became a massive TikTok hit. Again, I'm not sure, like, who's getting money and how, but anyway, it was definitely listened to, I think we can tell. But so then any group now who does these things, and we'll listen to a couple today.
Yeah. This one here, so David Coffin, The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about this one?
Yeah. So he did a version of Wellerman as well that went really, really well. And he's sort of calls himself a folk singer.
Yeah.
And he plays a lot of some of the old instruments. I'm going to name them off because they're hilarious. The shawn, the racket, and the jim shorn.
Oh, my gosh.
He makes a living, so he's American and does this stuff, but with this 2021 thing, he really took off after this and did really well. So this is Bonnie Ship, The Diamond. So it's about a ship.
Now don't you weep me, Bonnie lass, now you'll be left behind. And a rose will bloom on Greenland's ice before we change our minds. It'll be bright both night and day when the whaling lads come home. With a ship that's full of oil, me lads, and money to her name. And it's cheer up, me lads.
Now I'm sort of wondering, is it a geographical area this kind of music is from? Or is it sort of from all over the place, you know, sea shanties?
No, it's all over. So here's the weird thing. So shanty is from the word chanson, which is the French word for song.
Right.
And the element of it, especially the actual authentic working songs where someone says a line and everyone joins in, that's an African sort of musical element called call and response.
Right.
But apparently every one of these crews would have had some Africans working on it. Like, this was such this weird global thing. And these were merchant ships, too. So these weren't Navy ships. These were just, you know, people out there taking a chance, getting a crew, and moving stuff around the globe.
Wow.
But you can hear his voice. You can hear he's definitely from the folk background, that sort of sort of real plaintive solo singing.
Yeah.
But he seems to be singing about whales, too.
Wow. So that's The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond. But here we've also got The Last Shanty by Dorina Harvey Band.
Yep.
Is this a more modern sort of style, I'm guessing?
Well, let's listen a little bit.
And now I found a sailor ain't a sailor anymore. Don't haul on the rope. Don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailor,
Southern ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another on the shore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. Well, the Killicum, our mess, he says we have.
It kind of has an Irish undertone to it, it feels like.
Yes. Yeah, her band is their Canadian Celtic band. So wow. It's just interesting. These people were always lurking around doing their stuff and just the sea shanty sort of trend. So their recording of this song has got 70 million streams.
Wow.
So I don't know. Like, somebody has to explain to me. Are people getting a dollar a stream? Like, I don't know what's happening, but obviously not. But they're somehow making some sort of money somewhere. And yeah, so they're like this working band, but with this weird TikTok trend, this particular song of hers, just became a massive hit.
Yeah.
So now also with TikTok, is it people recording their own versions? You know, like the Wellerman song was people re-singing it themselves, right?
Yeah.
But for her, it must have been her version, so that I'm not sure what graphics they're putting to it. If they're using her recording, but some of them were people making their own and then adding layers of instruments.
For sure. Is it, you know, people are still like sailors, do they still listen to sea shanties disproportionately more than the general population, would you say?
You know what, I really think no. No, actually this very song is about the shift to modern sailing, you know.
Right.
Steam and electricity, because these old songs were from where it was just really human driven, like most of all the elements on the ship. So they really had their time as working songs, and you know, people had working songs for all sorts of jobs.
Yeah,
because it helped make the workers nice and complacent in time with each other. Because you can imagine timing as well is important for some of these jobs. You know, like let's all pull the anchor up. Let's all do this to the sail.
Yeah, very physical, requires time.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay, so that's the Darina Harvey band. We've got this one, 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford. Have a little listen.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine.
I guess this is for those sailors who like it a bit jazzy.
Well, this is such a weird story. So it's actually officially, now that I looked into it, even though it was on a bunch of lists when I put this together, this is actually about mining rather than sailing, but it sounds very piratey.
Yeah.
This was a big hit for this dude in 1955. He was like a, you know, he did acting, he had shows, he was a radio guy, and he did a lot of stuff, and this, for some reason, became his big, big hit.
Yeah.
And this song is so popular. Bo Diddley, Stevie Wonder, Tom Jones, Tom Morello, they've all done covers of this.
Wow.
This is a massive, massive hit. So I guess his shows that, you know, it's not just a TikTok trend, is it? Like,
no. It's deep down, and like people really resonate with it. You know, you can totally imagine working along to this.
yeah, that's right. Doing your dishes.
Your dishes. That's a new dishes song.
Kids to play it when they're doing dishes. Say, we'll do the long haul, Mom. Yeah, but yeah. So you know, so he's proof that this it's a novelty, I guess, novelty songs, but just such a long lasting. 1955.
Wow. Do you know when the first sort of sea shanties came about? Or do you think they've been around as long as humans have been around on the seas?
Well, definitely hundreds of years for this sort of notion of these working songs.
Yeah.
You know, sort of vibe and having it being the French song, the shanty. And I guess that real age of boat ships, you know?
Yeah.
Where humans really started doing that. You know, obviously Maori and all sorts of people were sailing around beforehand, but where we get this sort of ship age.
Yeah.
And, you know, look how fascinated people still are with pirates, you know?
100%.
For some reason, you know, like still you can buy pirate Legos and there's pirate stuff for kids. And
yeah.
And we get multi-million dollar pirate Johnny Depp movies. Like, it just, we're fascinated by it.
Yeah. I mean, the ocean is a big, wild, still place, you know? So that's, I think, you know, a lot of the interest comes there about this wild area of the earth that, you know, is quite difficult.
I know. And it's right next to us.
And it's right next to us.
Right next to us. And it's so mysterious and scary. I know. I was telling a friend the other day, I hate the ocean. They're like, what? I said, it's scary. And so now when we get little TikToks of yo-ho, you know, big, huge, scary, deep creatures, I'm like, It's like you said, it's still mysterious to us.
Mm.
And it's our neighbors right there, you know.
Yeah, even in this modern world.
So some people probably went, oh my God, not sea shanties again, thought they were gone, where some people probably really enjoyed it.
Yeah, wow. Hey, thank you so much, Kirsten, for telling us all about sea shanties. It's not something I've actually, you know, considered, sea shanties.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right.
We'll catch you next week.
All right, bye.
Thanks, bye.